All right.
Yeah. All right. So. All right. So we're in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Zayin. Isser Haschasas Peyas Hazaka. Okay. So we have the Peyas Hazaka. So what is that? Is that a... separate lot, right? Separate, what's that? Shol Hashchis, Pe'as Zaka. Shol Lahakif, Pe'as Rosh. Shol Lahashchis, Pe'as Zaka. That is an interesting difference. So the I'm just taking a look at it again. So the lav member menhei is shelo lahakif pe'as rosh. Menvav is shelo lahashchis pe'as zaka. But we saw in the last halacha of Vav that So according to the Rambam, if you took a razor and trimmed the payas, when trimmed the payas with the razor, that would seem to be mutter, because it's only hashchasa. Where one sees no zecher of the, where one removes the zecher of the tzeda. So why is the lav shlol hakif pas rosh? It should be shlol hashchis pas rosh, shlol hashchis pas zaka. Based upon that, it would seem that there's going to have to be a fundamental difference between the between the measurement. My expectation would be, I mean, because it seems to be what's being said here, is that the barbering process, the hakafa, the barbering process, instrumentally uses the hashchasas Hata'ar. But Hashchasas Hata'ar is an instrumental act, and therefore if one does that, like, the implication of that is, therefore if one does a Hashchasas Ta'ar of some hairs, but doesn't remove the tzeda, that's not the Yisr. The Yisr is to do the barbering act of removing the, of creating a hakafa. Of hakafa tarosh, the hakafa tarosh is the removal of the tzda'im. It isn't the production of the hakafa of the mukaf luck. It's the doing of the hakafa. But because, so therefore, a hakafa cannot be produced except by a tar. But the mere fact that one does a cut with a tar is not a hakafa. It must be an act which produces the. Which removes a removal of the tzda'im. hashchasa b'tzayim. But my expectation, just from the language of the Isser here, is that it would seem that that wouldn't be the case by hair, by beard, but by the beard, it would be any hashchasas zakan with a tar. Shol lashchis, any maisa hashchasa. It's not a hashchasa isn't instrumental to hakafa or to any style. It's the hashchasa per se. That seems to be what the difference is, and I wonder if that's what it's going to be. So let's take a look and see if that intuition carries through.
One other possible difference is that with the hakafa, it's relative to the rest of the hair, meaning it's a hakafa in the sense of leaving the rest of the hair, even though secondarily we say you're still chayev if you shave the entire head. Whereas with the zakan, it seems like the style is being imitated at all, but the derech komeakum or derech of derech is to remove the entire beard, which is measured by pair.
By measured by what?
By having the five pa'a zakan that together comprises the entire beard, rather than the hakafa, where the essence, ultimately it's also even without that, but it was weaving the rest of the hair was part of the derech akum, which limited.
So what would the nafka mean to me?
I'm not sure if there would be a practical nafka difference, but I'm saying the reason that there might be a difference in language is that the action of the akum, which is being imitated in one case, is the hakafa is rounding out the hair, so that the hair on the top of the head has a rounded look, whereas in the case of the zakan, it's destroying the beard, complete removal of the beard. So even if it's not different in its halakhic expression, it might be what you're saying, but in terms of the derech akum, which is being imitated, they're very different. Because zakan, it is an absolute destruction of it, rather than a leaving behind of a certain hairstyle.
Right. Well, but since the activity is the barbering activity of removing of tzeda productive, which is the productive barbering act of that look, it doesn't matter if it produces the look or not, so long as one did the productive act of hakafa, the complete crew cut, even though that's a use of that barbering act in a completely different context. That would still be the full essay, the full laugh. Right? In a kafas peyus arosh. Right, Yaakov?
Right.
Yeah.
But
okay, so let's take a look here.
Going to is different. Oh, yeah.
So, derech kumare avodazar halashchis zirkana. Right. So by the payas, it's a giluach. Ein megalchim pasei harosh. So the giluach is a barbering activity. Hashchasa isn't a barbering activity. It's outside. It's not a styling. It's a hashchasa. It's not the act of, because hashchasa doesn't create a style. It's a hashchasa. Hashchasa isn't a positive thing. It's a destruction. So derech, it's interesting. Why is that not a style? That's the style. Let's see. Derech kumar akum kamar yavadazar lashchis zakana. Lefichach asra Torah lashchis zaka. Hazaka. Right. What does that seem to imply? What that seems to imply, so why is that a hashchasa? Why isn't that a style? Why is that a giluach? Any ideas? Why is it not a Giluach? Why is it a Hashchasa? Not that much time, so I'm just going to say a thought on that, if you don't mind. So I have to rush a little bit because I got to be off at 7:30. So I think this is making a certain assumption, and that is that styling of the beard is it can only talk about styling the beard with putting a certain contour onto beard hair. But all looks, the Torah only recognizes beard looks as being the beard at a certain length, creating a style in the beard hair. But the destruction of the beard isn't a style, because to have a style there has to be a beard hair which is groomed to look in a certain sort of way. But to remove the hair altogether is hashchasa. That's not recognized as a look. Interestingly enough. That's hashchasa. So the lefikach asra Torah lahashchasa zaken. That seems to be the category of style that the Torah is presupposing. That the only beard styles that exist is groomings of some beard hair. But to remove the beard hair altogether isn't a style. It's a destruction of that hair entity. Lefikach asra Torah lashchisa zakan. So if we were to just think about this a little bit, and I'm very cautious to imply ta'am, but just to get intuition with full realization that it's a very tenuous hypothesis, what seems to be hashchasa seems to be that the Comer look was precisely that. It was an unnatural look. The unnatural look of being beardless, of being beard free, which in a culture in which all beards are styled to have a certain kind of length or longer or shorter, whatever it might be, to have the severe removal of beard altogether was an unnatural look, and therefore fit into the general. Ghostliness or otherworldliness that the Comer tries to project. I'm just guessing that as a possibility to give a direction. Well, all I know for sure is that this is a hashchasa. It's a destruction. It's not the creation of a look. It's a destruction. I'm giving a cause of why destruction would be what the Comer would want. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Lefikach asra Torah lashchisa zaka. Therefore, the Torah prohibited hashchasa of the zaka. But we see that this is a very, very different type of institution than Hakafas HaRosh. Hakafas HaRosh, so why is it so different? Why is the Giluach, I will stop at this point because I've got to get off. So why is Giluach HaRosh also not a Hashchasa? Is something magical about the hair of the head? Why is the hair of the head not exactly the same? Why are styles of the hair of the head able to tolerate geluach, hashchasas geluach, and the beard mat. I wonder if the reason is because because there's different parts of the head. The head is comprised not of one hair zone, but a complex composite of hair zones. So it's the hashchasa of a particular hair zone is a hashchasa, but it's a hakafa in the sense that it does create a look in the rest of the hair. The hair of the top gets a look. I wonder, but whereas in the zakan, it doesn't have that type of zones, and therefore the hashchasa of the beard doesn't have any other component to be a contrast with. Of course, that does raise the problem that we were suggesting that because the hekesh of the for the women seemed to imply that the beard and the hair were themselves two component parts of a hair grooming. Otherwise, how are you going to makish the zakan to the hair? And if they're not related as one hair look, as one grooming, then the hekesh makes no sense. All right, so that's definitely a kasha. I'd love to leave that in mind. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure why the hashchasa sezakan, the giluach of the sear of the rosh, isn't hashchasa also. Why is that a hashchasa? We'll just so treat it as a fact for right now. That's the fact. The giluach of the zakan is a hashchasa. Why that is, I'm not 100% sure. To think about that. It seems that even if we take that as an assumption, we're going to be able to understand a lot of the halachas anyway. Lefikach asratar lashchis zakan. I think that really reveals another possibility. The lafikach is very different also. And that might offer another possibility of answer. All right, let's leave it at that. I'd like to deal with that tomorrow. My time is up. So I think the lafikach suggests another completely different possible approach to this answer, which I think really goes to the heart of the matter. And all right, God willing, I hope you get them tomorrow. Good transfer recording.